Good morning and shalom. I want to invite all of us into this beautiful day that the Lord has made, that we may continue to understand about the power of false teaching. The book of 2 Peter is talking about discovering and overcoming fakeness, all the spirit of false doctrine. And particularly, we want to deal with 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, all the way to 21. And we want to deal with paying attention to spoken and written words. Paying attention to spoken and written words. And this is about building our faith. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. That you'll be looking at the word of God in two dimensions, the rhema and the rogo. The rhema means the spoken words, and the rogos means the written word. The word of God is the word of God in whatever form it is in. And if you pay attention to what has been written, if you pay attention to what has been spoken, you will be able to grow in your faith. And as you grow in your faith, you will be able to discover the spirit of fakeness. We do not have two ways in as far as understanding or analyzing fake things or fake information, fake services, fake goods. There's only one way, and that one way is to understand, is to have knowledge of the truth. If you want to understand the fake money, you only need to get more knowledge, more skills about the genuine money. That's the only way. If you continue to learn about the fakeness, you'll be lost in the fakeness. But if you understand what the true note or the genuine note looks like, you understand all the elements of a true currency, when fake one comes, in whatever form it is, you'll be able to understand it very well. And so this is one way they can be able to understand the spirit of an enemy inside us. This is the only way we can understand wolf in a sheep clothes. We had already said that the book of 2 Peter talks about wolves in sheep's clothes. And that basically is about false teaching. So let's understand let's focus on understanding the foundation of our faith in God through Jesus Christ and our Lord, through the spoken, as we said, the rhema word and the logos, prophetic words, or the written prophetic word. And we're also going to see the danger of not growing in the grace and the benefits of growing in the grace, and how to grow in faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is very, very critical. So at this point, let's just look at those two ways that we can increase our knowledge. Peter says, therefore, I will always be ready to remind you of these things, the things he has talked about, even though you already know them and are established in the truth, which is held firmly in your grasp. Even though you have the word, I want to remind you. This was Peter's will. And he says, I want to remind you even though you know it. Why? I think it's right, as long as I am in this other tent, to inspire you by reminding you, knowing that the laying aside of this other tent of mine is imminent. So, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made it clear to me, Peter is saying, the Lord has put in my mind that I will separate from the body. I will die. I am going to get out of this tent. And therefore, let me remind you before I go to be with Jesus Christ. Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with Jesus. So Peter had an obligation as the one who had been committed to sheep, you know, to tend my sheep, to feed my flock, and to take care of the lambs. And he did it from the very first day Jesus commissioned him until the very last day, until his breath. What a great man this was. He's saying, I want to remind you, as long as I'm in this body, I know I'll very soon be able to get out. So Peter is talking about the prophetic, rhema word. So he is using the words, the spoken words, to remind them, to tell them of what the Lord has done. He wants to say, let me tell you what Christ is. Moreover, I will diligently endeavor or see to it that even after my departure, you'll be able at all times to call these things to mind. So I want to remind you so that these things will come into your mind. So Peter is saying, I want you to understand it. I want you to know what the Lord has already have to say. And what am I to be reminded of? You are only supposed to remind them, I was supposed to remind them about Jesus Christ. What about it? Four dimensions about Jesus. What about Jesus being the sovereign servant? Jesus being the resurrected Lord? Jesus being the reigning priest? And Jesus being the soon coming king? And he says that this is what I want to remind you. For if we do not follow cleverly, for we do not follow, Peter says, look, this is what I'm reminding you about Jesus. And he says, for we did not follow cleverly devised stories or myth when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about Jesus Christ and his coming and his power. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty, his grandeur, his authority, his sovereignty. For when he was invested with honor and the radiance of the Shekinah glory from God the Father, such a voice as this came to him from the majestic glory, and it is from that bright crowd that overshadowed him, saying, "This is my son, my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased and I'm delighted." So Peter is talking about the voice he heard. He is actually giving these people and reminding them that Jesus is who he came to be. He's the sovereign servant. He is the glorified Lord. I saw him. I heard the voice of God when he was overshadowed in that blessed mountain. I heard it. And of course, he's giving this as an eyewitness. And this is one of the ways to build the faith of the people. Tell them what you have heard. He says, and we actually heard this voice made from heaven when we were together with him on the holy mountain. Peter says, this is what we heard when we were with him. And it would be good for you to hear this. Now, this is what we call the Rhema voice, the Rhema word, the spoken word. Peter is speaking that. But then he turned to the second part. He says, but I also want you to go to the Logos, to what has been written. Read it for yourself also, because the prophets also talked about Jesus Christ. Then he says, so we have the prophetic word made more certain. You do well to pay close attention to it as a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the light breaks through the gloom and the morning star arises in your heart. So Peter now turns to the second way to discover the power of prophecy in the scripture, the power of the written word. And he says that it is like a light shining in darkness. But you need to discover it. You need to get to know. You get to see the light and allow it. So he says, but understand this first or four, that no prophecy of the scripture is a matter all came from one's own personal interpretation. So prophecy did not come from the personal interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke about God or spoke from God. So Peter now, he says, the second way that you can learn and you can make your faith grow, apart from hearing the rhema word, the spoken word, the one that he gave as a testimony, as an eyewitness, is to go to the scripture and get to know that no prophecy was written by people's own prophecy, but it was given from God. It was not an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. What a good thing to realize this. So why is Peter speaking this? Because he'll now be able to turn and help them understand now the false teaching and the false prophets that would want to counter this. But for the best way to be able to identify and overcome false teachers is to get the knowledge of the truth. And the truth and the knowledge of the truth is the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Him as a sovereign servant, as a glorified Lord, as a reigning priest, and a soon coming king. Father, we thank you. Help us to know how to hear the spoken word, the eyewitnesses. And also help us, Lord, to go to the written word, to those who also were witnesses, but they did not share with us. They wrote it down. And also help us to share with those who are with us before we have gone, and help us also to write down for them and for the next generation, in Jesus' name.